This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Let's go around the NFL in the loop style.
Why are you smiling?
Because I love football.
Here's John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
I'm going to tell you all about how much fun you're going to have this season.
On Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
All right, let's go around the NFL from what was a wild Sunday in the final week of the National Football League regular season. And actually, I want to jump into Black Monday. As Black Monday started early and literally, as the Atlanta Falcons, mere hours after doing the funniest thing, at least the most Atlanta sports thing, which is finishing out the season having won, I think, seven of their last eight, and the last one being a game in which their division rivals were rooting very heavily for them, and they came through because Atlanta Falcons football doesn't
what
come
they
through.
Do.
They don't come through for Atlanta fans. They come through for everybody else. Mere hours after managing that feat, I believe it was a 19-17 victory over the New Orleans Saints, which that score alone, deeply annoying. Then you have both general manager Terry Fontenot and Raheem Morris being fired.
And team president.
And team president is a job that is open as well. The Atlanta Falcons cleaned the entirety of the house. How did this hit you?
To me, it hit me as, well, first of all, complete house cleaning, as you just pointed out. But I think Arthur Blank is finally starting to realize, I've got to take control of this thing. And I think he was listening to too many, trusting too many people that shouldn't have been trusted. And so I think I actually think Arthur Blank did the right thing here. Just everyone. Just start over. That's that's what they need to do. They have to just start completely over.
That is such an annoying franchise all the way around. I do think that it was evident that Terry Fontenot wasn't doing a great job of acquiring talent. They had finally gotten themselves together defensively. Raheem Morris also, who I think this will be a little bit of a theme in some of these firings that we cover on a Black Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Raheem Morris is a good coach.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think he needed to be a head coach. There was a lot of inconsistencies with some of his decision-making context. And so I think it was right to fire him.
Yeah.
Now, Arthur Blank is hiring two different consulting firms
two's better than one,
president of football and to help them fill these roles that they had.
What do you think? Okay, what do you think?
And one of the big names in this is that Matt Ryan had a voice in giving Arthur Blank some advice on what they should do here, and he is the big name that is being bandied about as the possible next president of football operations that would then help hire a general manager and a head coach. And I just look at them and I'm like, you can't be serious. First of all, the consulting firm thing, it's just got to be the best racket, at least in sports. I won't speak outside of my wheelhouse and go anywhere further, the consulting thing just always feels like a racket. But you have two different consulting firms looking to hire in two different realms at the same time mm-hmm. on an entirety of an organization that they've just made poor decisions time and time again. This just does not feel like it's going to work.
No, I like what he's doing. I don't know, and I don't think it's necessarily going to work. But I do think that they were so disheveled and disorganized, they had to just start completely anew. I think Matt Ryan probably has the... you know, the connections and the wherewithal to maybe get things started there, to point them in the right direction. But I'm with you on the whole consulting. It's an illusion. It's always an illusion. It's for the perception of, hey, no stone unturned. We're going to cast a wide net. What other cliche do you want to hear? Because they're going to say it, not just them, every team that has an opening. Oh, we're going to beat the bushes. There's another one. We're going to beat the bushes to find the right guy. Make sure it's the right fit. Oh, there's another one. All these things you're going to hear. I do feel sometimes, it does take someone like a Matt Ryan to not necessarily make the decisions, but kind of point you in the right direction.
Don't forget, the Atlanta Falcons don't have their own first-round pick this year.
This is true, too.
They traded traded their first-round pick to trade up to acquire James Pierce Jr.
Yeah.
I love watching this team from afar because it's just the dumbest thing ever.
Have some sort of personal vendetta against Atlanta?
No, I just love how nonsensical they are.
Okay.
It is just a very nonsensical team. But hopefully that fixes their defense. Some other names.
But wait, there's more.
There are more indeed. Kevin Stefanski of the Browns gone, and that just had to happen. Mm-hmm. He had a very real disdain with the quarterback that they feel like that seems like he is at least their best option in the right now.
Yeah.
I actually do want to return to Shador at some point because it feels like you have to with the Browns. This just had to happen, right? It just had not gone well enough. The two-time coach of the year still just had not found a way to win there.
I think he's a good coach, and I think he's going to get a job sooner rather than later, as in this offseason.
Strong agree.
And I think it was just never going to fit in Cleveland because Cleveland. That's why, the whole situation.
I tend to agree. It's just a circumstance that's not really well built to win. A friend of mine was talking about this with me yesterday, mm-hmm. and he asked the question of me, which is, do they have to hire another head coach that is all in on Shador Sanders?
I think that's a great question.
You know what I mean? Because I don't know that Shador Sanders is entrenched as he is the new standing franchise quarterback such that mm-hmm. when you are hiring, you need to be your game plan or your plan for the team needs to tell me what you're planning on doing with Shador. However, he is the best quarterback, at least in my estimation, that they have available to them. And so it feels like he needs to be a factor.
That doesn't make him good.
Right.
You know, he is the best option at this point and maybe the biggest unknown. But you saw what I saw at the end of the year. He wasn't that good. His QBR was down the last couple of games big time. Now, maybe it's a Cleveland thing, you know, also. But that doesn't make him good. It just means he's the best option.
Yeah, but either way, I'm with you on all fronts. I do think that Kevin Stefanski, who is a good offensive mind, I'm seeing people on the text line asking, should the Texans bring in Kevin Stefanski to be an offensive assistant or, you know, consultant? Mm-hmm. I don't know how that works with this team as they're currently constituted. But, I mean, I think that there's going to be a team that will get a good offensive mind.
I think he's
going to
be a
coordinator.
I think
there's a possibility of him, especially with there's not a lot of experienced offensive play calling coaches.
Imagine
right now.
Him like with the Giants.
That's
maybe you like cooking, maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
It's one of those names that absolutely has been floated out there. A man who I do not think will be getting another job who was fired, or just earlier, was it earlier today? Yes, indeed. Pete Carroll with the Raiders. One singular season with the Raiders, and he is gone. This is probably the one that that registers as the biggest failure of any of these firings. Like all some of these other ones, a few years, you didn't get to where you wanted to get. Okay. This was a swing by the Raiders to try and, I don't want to say jumpstart this team, because I don't think that the expectations were even that lofty. I thought this was supposed to establish a foundation culturally, because that's what Pete Carroll does. He builds an organization. He did it at USC, even though that's college. He did it very well in Seattle. I thought that this was going to be a, they don't have to be great this year. I don't even know how good they have to be, but they establish a foundation. No foundation to be found. There was a lot of nepotism that I think ruined them, because you know who their offensive line coach is? Don't worry, I'll tell you. His last name is Carroll. I think that those things absolutely showed that if you're not going to get the foundation here, you're not getting good play, Pete Carroll can't be here 70-some years.
I think the bigger problem is, you know, it's hard to establish culture and your style when ownership is just, they got their hands in everything. Now, all of a sudden, you know, that ownership is just going to be, is it going to step aside? Is Tom Brady?
I have no idea. That's where
Is Tom Brady going to take reins?
Very intrigued as to what to do here, because you said ownership. There's three different levels.
I mean, Chip Kelly wasn't Pete Carroll's choice.
No.
That's a problem.
Correct. So you have Spytek, who is the general manager. He has an input. You mentioned Tom Brady, the minority owner. He has an input. And, of course, Mark Davis, as the, you know, the primary owner of the team, also has an input. If they don't get that together, there's no alignment there, they are screwed. And finally, Jonathan Gannon. We saw his Arizona Cardinals just recently. That was one of their last, one of the 14 out of their last 15 losses, or 14 losses in their last 15 games. 15-36, they say goodbye to Jonathan Gannon.
That was never going to work out. That was from the day he walked into the building. It was just a weird vibe, weird dynamic with Kyler Murray and other pieces there. Jonathan Gannon, maybe like Raheem Morris, you know, is built for certain things, but head coach is not one of them.
He's a good coach.
I'm not sure if he's built for head coach.
Yeah. I don't think they built an identity, and this was supposed to be a year where they were going to be a little bit better because they actually invested. Did not go that way. In fact, went the opposite way. It just made sense for them to cut ties. So that's what's happening on a Black Monday. And what's interesting
is, by the way, two general managers as well.
Yeah, a couple general managers as well. But a lot of them holding their jobs on this. So I think it's interesting to see how this happens. But a lot of jobs that are opening up, and that's going to matter here in Houston, especially once you get past a wild card round where, you know, you start having coaches interviewing. It feels very much like Matt Burke is going to be involved there. I don't think that will distract him, but that's always a conversation that is had in this time of year. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. That's Around the NFL on a Black Monday, but more importantly, a victory reaction Monday for your Texans after a 38-30 victory. In fact, let's hear from the head coach. The head coach set to talk to the assembled media next. You'll hear that right here on Sports Radio 610.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free.
National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.